Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. You know, everywhere you look right now, AI is just dominating the conversation.
It really is. Hard to escape it.
Yeah, we're kind of drowning in headlines, aren't we? Generative models, machine learning, these fully autonomous systems promising massive efficiencies.
Right.
But if you, our listener, are, let's say, deeply committed to lean methodology, if your whole operating system is built on things like PDCA cycles, continuous improvement.
And crucially, respect for people, that foundational principle.
Exactly. Then you are likely asking a really critical question. How does this, you know, cutting-edge tech actually integrate? Is AI meant to replace lean? Or is it just another tool in the toolbox?
Well, that integration is precisely what we want to focus on today. Our sources, they give a pretty definitive answer here.
Okay.
AI is not some magic wand. It won't fix a lean transformation that's already struggling. It definitely can't compensate for, say, a lack of leadership or if there's no real problem-solving culture.
Okay, but, and this sounds like the important distinction, it can absolutely supercharge a lean transformation that's already got some momentum, right?
That is it, exactly. Supercharge is the right word.
So our mission in this deep dive is really to show you how AI can act more like a strategic thought partner, how it accelerates continuous improvement, and, well, enables leaders to be better lean practitioners.
Yes. The core idea, really, is that AI's biggest strength, especially when you pair it with lean, is its ability to just cut through massive amounts of organizational friction, all that information noise.
Oh, okay. So it clears the decks.
It clears the decks, yeah. So yeah. Human leaders can actually focus on the truly value-added stuff, coaching, strategy, getting to the root cause of problems.
That makes perfect sense. Let AI handle the complexity so people can handle the creativity and the critical thinking.
Precisely.
We absolutely have to lead with that foundational warning, though, the one the sources really stress.
Oh, absolutely critical. Mm.
AI integration will fail, like, immediately, without that bedrock of respect for people. And you need that deep-seated culture where teams are empowered, where they're expected to actually engage with the data.
Yeah, if the culture isn't right, you're basically just automating chaos. It's garbage in, gospel out, unless people are actively questioning and challenging what the AI is producing.
Right. But for anyone still maybe a bit skeptical about marrying this, you know, old lean discipline with new AI tech. We already see proof points, don't we?
We do. Look at Toyota. They rolled out an internal AI platform, analyzed their processes.
And found what?
Found thousands of hours of non-value-added work. What? Just gone. Mostly manual data crunching and analysis that teams were bogged down in.
Wow. I can just picture the relief. Teams getting that time back. It's not about cutting heads. It's about freeing up capacity, right?
Exactly. So those teams could speed up their PDCA cycles, dedicate real time to meaningful Kaizen. That's the goal.
And GE appliances, you mentioned them too. Another example.
Yeah, similar story. They integrated robotics with AI-driven metrology. And again, it wasn't just about going faster.
What was the benefit then?
It improved the consistency of flow, the accuracy of assembly, and importantly, enhanced safety, letting AI handle tricky or repetitive measurements.
So the organizations that are winning aren't asking AI or lean.
No, they're designing systems where AI enables lean principles, makes them work even better than before.
That distinction, AI as an enabler, that feels really key.
Ah.
Okay, let's dive into our first section then. Strategic leadership.
Mm.
Strategy deployment. Hoshin Kanri, it's often the toughest part, isn't it? Slow, really human intensive.
It is. And what's really fascinating here is how some thinkers, like Jeff Woods and the AI-driven leader, are shifting the perspective. AI isn't just, you know, an operational tool down on the floor.
It's more.
It becomes a genuine co-pilot, a thinking partner for strategy, for C-suite decisions.
Okay, so let's unpack that. The first concept you mentioned is AI personas.
Mm.
I find this idea really compelling. Seems like a powerful way to break down groupthink.
It really is. Groupthink can kill strategy before it even gets off the ground, right? AI personas accelerate that perspective gathering at a strategic level dramatically.
How does it work in practice? Give us an example.
Okay, imagine your leadership team is looking at a major change, maybe altering your global value stream, perhaps automating a key quality inspection point. Big decision.
Huge capital cost, lots of implications. So how do we use the personas?
You prompt the AI, tell it to review that proposal through, say, four specific, often conflicting lenses. First, run it by the customer persona. What's the risk to quality, lead time, the customer experience?
Okay, pure customer focus. Then
switch hats. Run it through the finance leader persona. Purely ROI, capital cost, depreciation schedules. The hard numbers.
Makes sense. And you could add others, like a supply chain leader persona, focusing on constraints, bottlenecks, risk.
Exactly. Material constraints, capacity, resilience. And maybe top it off with a board member persona looking at long-term market position growth strategy.
So the AI rapidly surfaces potential conflicts or risks from all these different angles before the humans even get in a room.
Precisely. You get this rapid, deep insight. It forces the human team to address those friction points up front. You don't wait for the actual finance leader to poke holes in the plan weeks later. The AI's already done it.
Leading to sharper questions, better preparation, a much higher quality decision process from the start.
Absolutely. Better preparation before you even engage the full human team.
That leads nicely into the next idea. Digital catchball. Now, in Lean, catchball is that vital back-and-forth dialogue for strategy deployment, right? Hoshin Kanri, making sure strategy flows down and ideas flow back up.
Correct. It ensures alignment and refinement. AI enhances this in a couple of ways. First, it just obliterates the noise in the data gathering phase.
How so?
It can synthesize vast amounts of external intelligence, market trends, competitor moves, geopolitical stuff, and structure it instantly. It can build you a comprehensive SWOT analysis or run a Porter's Five Forces review, like, immediately.
Okay, so the human leaders start that catchball dialogue, grounded in solid, synthesized data, not spending weeks just compiling reports.
Exactly. Cuts out huge amounts of non-value-added work. And then the AI can actually participate in the catchball itself.
Participate? How?
Well, it can challenge a proposed objective based on the data it synthesized. Or, using natural language processing, it can almost interview the leader. What are your real goals here? What are the constraints? Then it can draft a summary action plan.
Forcing clarity, closing the loop faster.
Right. Keeping humans firmly in control, but accelerating the whole process.
That really does minimize that non-value-added strategy churn. It frees up leaders to reinvest time where it matters most in Lean coaching their teams.
Which is the core activity, isn't it? Okay, let's pivot now. Hard turn to the Gemba, the shop floor. What are the practical, hands-on applications? Let's start with strengthening problem solving. AI as a sort of... Sensei.
An AI sensei. Okay, that's interesting. How does that work?
This is maybe the most direct application we're seeing. AI can act as this always available sensei. It dramatically improves the discipline, the rigor of the problem solving process itself.
I have to push back a bit here, though. If teams have an AI reviewing their work, isn't there a risk they become dependent? Do they stop learning the critical thinking needed if the AI is always prompting them?
That's a really crucial caution. And it brings us right back to that respect for people foundation. The goal has to be augmentation, not replacement.
So the AI isn't solving the problem for them?
No, absolutely not. It reviews things like A3s or 8D reports, specifically looking for gaps in logic, maybe missing evidence. It critiques the process of solving the problem.
Ah, I see. So it enforces rigor. It might ask structured 5-why questions or help brainstorm potential causes using Ishikawa categories, manpower, machines, methods.
Exactly. But the team owns the analysis, the countermeasure selection, the implementation, the verification. The AI just helps ensure they've done their homework thoroughly.
So counterintuitively, perhaps, it actually strengthens the human analytical skill by demanding higher quality output.
That's the idea. Better inputs, better questions leads to stronger human problem solvers.
Okay, application 2. Standard work creation and retrieval. Oh, this is a classic Lean pain point. Capturing that tribal knowledge after a Kaizen burst. Transcribing sticky notes and flip charts.
It's pure waste. And it's a massive barrier to actually sustaining the gains you make. This is where computer vision and AI capture tools can really shine.
Like using your phone.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Imagine using a Google Lens type app. You snap a photo of the whiteboard flowchart or the cluster of post-its from a brainstorm.
And the AI understands it.
It converts it instantly into searchable digital text, documentation. No more manual transcription needed.
That alone frees up huge amounts of team time for actual improvement work, not admin.
Correct. And the AI can help format that raw content into clear, consistent, standard work instructions. Then you can link those instructions to a QR code placed right at the workstation. Instant access.
Very slick. But the caveat remains, I assume.
Absolutely mandatory. Because AI generated it, leaders must trust but verify, always. Check everything for accuracy, for relevance. The human is still the ultimate quality gatekeeper. AI is the thought partner, not the final word.
Got it. Application 3, daily management and metrics flow. AI pulling data automatically from MES, ERP, quality systems, populating electronic boards. Sounds efficient.
It sounds like efficiency heaven, doesn't it? But this is where we hit that really crucial paradox of automation in lean.
Paradox? What do you mean?
Well, we have decades of lean practice and research showing that the physical human interaction with visual controls is what drives ownership. Actually, writing the metric on the board, moving the magnet, updating the status.
That physical act makes a difference.
It connects the brain differently than just passively looking at a screen. There's research backing this up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that 2014 study, Mueller and Oppenheimer. The pen is mightier than the keyboard. It showed students taking notes longhand. They engaged more deeply. They synthesized. They reframed.
There is typing.
Typing often led to just verbatim transcription, shallower processing, less real learning.
Wow. Okay, so if the metrics board is just automatically populated by AI,
right,
the risk is it becomes just visual noise, data that's done to the team, not by the team.
You nailed it. That's a powerful synthesis. The takeaway isn't no screens allowed. It's that if you automate the data pull, you absolutely must redesign the process to include a human synthesis step.
Meaning?
The team has to actively engage with that automated data, discuss the trends, plot the countermeasures together, make sure the information flow drives action, not just passive observation.
Keep the human thinking at the center.
Okay.
Application 4, quality at source. AI enabling a sort of digital poke-a-yoke or mistake-proofing.
Yeah, taking traditional mistake-proofing concepts and giving them a digital boost. We're seeing computer vision systems, for instance, that can spot minute abnormalities or defects in real time.
Instant feedback.
Instantly alerting the operator before a bad part moves downstream. That's the lean ideal, right? Catch it at the source. And beyond just the local station, AI can analyze defect patterns across thousands of units, multiple lines, even different factories, looking for correlations humans would never spot.
So it can identify systemic issues.
Exactly. And predictive models can then suggest design changes back to engineering, ways to actually engineer out the possibility of human error in the first place. That's the ultimate poke-a-yoke, designing the error out completely.
That's powerful stuff. Okay, that covers the first four. Let's make sure we hit the final three. Application 5. Predictive maintenance within a TPM framework.
Right. Total productive maintenance. This is a huge win for stabilizing flow and reducing waste. TPM rightly emphasizes operator ownership for basic care.
Cleaning, inspection, lubrication. The basics.
Exactly. But AI is the ideal augmentation tool here. It integrates sensors, vibration, temperature, current draw, analyzing those signals constantly. 24/7.
Looking for signs of trouble.
Looking for the faint signals that predict an impending breakdown, often days or weeks before it happens. This lets maintenance teams shift entirely away from reactive firefighting.
Which is pure waste waiting, unexpected downtime.
To planned, proactive interventions. Fixing things before they break during planned downtime.
So we gain uptime, obviously, but we're also respecting people, aren't we? Freeing up skilled maintenance techs from just running around putting out fires.
Precisely. Their valuable time gets reinvested in improving maintenance processes, tackling root causes of failures, upgrading skills, true value-added work that creates stability.
Makes total sense. Application 6, smart scheduling and PFEP alignment. Plan for every part. The goal in lean scheduling is always hitting tack time, matching production to actual customer demand.
And this is where the sheer computational horsepower of AI becomes almost indispensable, especially in complex environments. AI can help create really sophisticated data-driven production wheels or sequences.
Factoring in things like changeover times, constraints.
Exactly. Constraints, real-time customer order signals. And crucially, it integrates tightly with that PFEP thinking.
Plan for every part, that detailed map of every component, its demand, storage, replenishment.
Right. AI takes that massive, complex data set and helps recommend inventory policies, Kanban levels, pull triggers, things that minimize both the waste of overproduction and the risk of shortages.
So it helps ensure the production sequence truly reflects what the customer is pulling now.
Making the whole supply chain more responsive. It keeps the human planning team focused on improving the system's flow and responsiveness, not just drowning in spreadsheets.
Supporting tack-driven execution. All right, finally, application 7. using AI for voice of customer, FUSI, and getting deeper market insights.
Yeah, this connects the Gemba right back to the strategic ocean planning process. It closes the loop.
How does AI help here specifically?
Its strength is processing huge volumes of unstructured data, stuff that's basically meaningless if you just stare at it in a spreadsheet. Think customer feedback forms, warranty claims, social media comments, complaint logs.
Okay, all that messy text-based stuff.
AI can analyze all of it. Identify emerging themes, pain points, maybe needs that traditional surveys completely miss because they ask the wrong questions.
Finding the unknown unknowns.
Kind of, yeah. It clusters all that feedback into meaningful, actionable themes. It can quantify sentiment, spot trends early. This lets organizations connect real-world VOCI data directly back into their strategic objectives.
Ensuring the Hoshin plan isn't just internally focused, but actually aligned with what the market wants or needs. Reducing the waste of making things nobody values.
Exactly. It grounds strategy and reality.
This has been incredibly insightful, really useful. We kick things off with that common fear, is AI going to replace lean?
Right. The AI versus lean question.
But the evidence and what you've outlined really shows that AI is best used to remove friction. Friction from strategy, from daily management, from problem solving, and maybe most importantly, friction from human thinking.
That's a great way to put it. And if you look at this whole integration through a more philosophical lean lens, it really reminds me of the concept of Jidoka.
Jidoka, automation with a human touch, stopping the line for an abnormality.
Exactly. It stops the process to highlight a problem, which then elevates the human role. It forces people to engage, analyze, find the root cause, and improve the system.
So you're saying AI, when used correctly in this context, acts like a kind of digital Jidoka system, but maybe across the whole enterprise, not just the line.
I think that's a powerful analogy, yes. AI shines that bright, unbiased light on ambiguity, on complexity, whether it's a flaw in a strategic plan highlighted by AI personas or an impending machine failure detected by sensors.
It creates the signal.
It creates the signal, and it gives people the cognitive space, the bandwidth they need to actually engage deeply, creatively, and solve the underlying problem. You know, the heart of lean is continuous improvement driven by people.
So the final thought for our listener.
The provocative question for you, the listener, is really this. How can you start leveraging AI, not to replace your people, but to automate away the tedious, the transactional, the noise in your organization? How can you use it specifically to elevate the human element, giving your teams the dedicated time and focus they truly need to become the innovative, relentless problem solvers that lean demands?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.